Random sampler. 6 ways to get your Z's. If you have trouble getting the rest you need, you are not alone. One study I've reviewed shows that half the people surveyed were sleep deprived. Why? One of the many reasons is insomnia, which means you have trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, or both. Insomnia is considered chronic when it persists 3 weeks or more. As a clinical specialist in psychiatric nursing, I counsel many who suffer from insomnia to try the following. 1. Keep a regular sleep schedule. As much as possible, go to bed and arise at set times to develop a regular sleep-wake rhythm. This advice is emphasized in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 124. Retire to thy bed early, that ye may not be weary. Arise early, that your bodies and your minds may be invigorated. In that verse, we are also reminded not to sleep longer than is necessary. How much sleep do we need? It depends on the individual, but the following are general guidelines. Children, infancy through childhood, about 10 hours. Adolescents, about 9 hours. Adults, about 7 to 8 hours. The elderly, who often experience less efficient sleep at night, require more daytime naps than other adults. Whatever your age, sleep only as needed to feel well rested. Oversleeping disturbs regular sleeping patterns, making it harder to fall asleep at night. On the other hand, if you are sleep deprived, get additional sleep, then return to a regular sleep routine. 2. Try a short power nap if it's difficult to stay awake in the day. Doze for a few minutes, whatever works for you, but keep it less than an hour. Naps are beneficial if you can go to bed at your normal time and sleep soundly. 3. Relax and reduce distractions in your bedroom. Develop a relaxing routine before bedtime, such as reading a book or taking a bath. Then avoid sleeping with a light or distractions such as TV, which can prevent you from achieving the deepest level of sleep. Also, limit non-sleeping activities, such as work-related tasks, in your bedroom, as they can hamper you from shutting off your mind when you're trying to fall asleep. 4. Exercise daily. Consistent exercise can help you sleep more soundly, but avoid strenuous exercise within 2 hours of bedtime. 5. Avoid going to bed hungry or overeating at dinner. A light snack may help you fall asleep and may prevent hunger pains during the night, but avoid overeating, since this can make falling asleep and staying asleep more difficult. Indigestion may also wake you up during the night. 6. Never try to sleep. If you have not fallen asleep within 10 to 20 minutes, get up and do a relaxing activity, something to take your mind off of trying to fall asleep. You may need to arise and return to bed a few times before your body naturally falls asleep. But staying in bed, watching the clock, and forcing yourself to get some rest will only prolong the time it takes to doze off. Adequate sleep helps us to be more productive in every aspect of our lives and is especially important in tasks such as driving. When we feel well rested, we have more energy to enjoy life's pleasures and to recover from stressful situations. We are also less vulnerable to infection and other illnesses. Because our ability to make good decisions is enhanced when we are alert, it is essential that we take care of ourselves, and that begins with a good night's rest. Florence Fairbanks, Forest View Ward, Salt Lake Grant Stake. Family Home Evening. Our Family Heritage Month. March seemed to be the perfect month to choose as Heritage Month. I pulled our artificial Christmas tree from the closet and set it up. This is no longer a Christmas tree, I announced to our 6 children. Now it is a family tree. To prove the point, I made a small sign and put it on top of the tree. It read, Mead Family Tree. My husband and I had decided we would tell a story about an ancestor each night. After the story, one of the children would put a small memento on the tree in honor of that person. On the first family night in March, we had a Scandinavian dinner in honor of our Swedish ancestors. We filled ourselves with rice cream, sweet cabbage, and Swedish meatballs. The children learned how Great-Grandpa Nelson had sailed from Sweden in a small wooden ship that was caught in a great storm. We told the story of how Grandpa Solomon, an orphan, supported himself from the age of 10 by herding sheep. We made sheep with poster board and cotton. We imagined how it would be to hear coyotes howling at night if you were only 10 years old. The next day, when I looked at the tree, I found a homemade coyote lurking in the branches. We followed the trail of the Mormon battalion and pictured Great-Grandpa Harris walking from Iowa to California at the age of 17 with a case of the mumps. A picture of an old pair of shoes went on the tree for him. By the end of March, the tree was covered with trinkets and flags. On Easter, we included the heritage we received from the Savior. We told the story of the resurrection and then ended the day with a Jewish-style dinner. Heritage Month has become a tradition in our family. The heritage tree comes out each March and goes back in the box after Easter. The stories, however, linger. They have become part of our lives and have helped us realize who we are. Those stories also have given us strength in difficult times and have given us the courage to laugh our way through problems we have faced. Joan Mead, Ephraim 3rd Ward, Ephraim, Utah Stake. End of the section, Random Sampler.